Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Avram Goldarayan. Here with Sechas Menachos Daf Mem Aleph, the fourth Perek HaTechelas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Tanaim disagree if Talis Kfula, a garment which is worn folded, requires tzitzis at the corners of the crease. Rav Abba Rav Nachman did, and the garment unfolded, leaving the tzitzis in the middle of the garment. When Rav Abba Rav Huna commented that these tzitzis do not fulfill the kanaf mentioned in the Torah, Rav Abba Rav Nachman took it off and put on another garment. Rav Abba Rav Huna said, Misavras chovas gavrahu? Do you think that the tzitzis is a personal obligation that only applies to a garment which is worn? Chovas talasu. It's an obligation relating to the garment, requiring every four-corner garment which one owns to have tzitzis, even when not being worn. Therefore, zil ramila, go place tzitzis on the garment you removed. Later, Shmuel says, kli kufsa chayav b'tzitzis. Articles of clothing left in a drawer are obligated in tzitzis because he holds tzitzis is a chovas talas. However, he agrees that a garment made for a burial shroud does not require tzitzis because the pasuk says, "Asher techaseba," with which you cover yourself, and "I love laksuya avida." This one is not made for covering a living person. Point number two: the Gemara stated that a malk disagreed with Rabba Bar Huna that tzitzis is a chovas talas. A malk once found Rav Katina wearing a linen cloak, which the rabbis had exempted from techelas. The malk said to him, "Katina, Katina, sedina b'kaita v'sarbala b'sisva." Since you wear a linen cloak in the winter and a woolen cloak with rounded corners in the summer, tzitzis shel techelas mat tehelel. What will become of the mitzvah to have tzitzis with techelas? Rav Katina responded, "Anshisu aase? Do you punish for not fulfilling a positive mitzvah in which one is not obligated?" The malk replied, "Bezman deikarizcha anshinan." At a time when there is a heavenly anger, we do punish even those who do not fulfill mitzvahs such as tzitzis. The Gemara assumes this punishment would not apply if tzitzis was a chovas talis, since his garments are not obligated in tzitzis. However, it counters that even if tzitzis is a chovas gavra, it certainly only applies when one wears a garment obligated in tzitzis. Therefore, it concludes that the malk was telling him, "Tatz tekelu mifter nafshecha mitzitzis." You appear to be employing tactics to exempt yourself from tzitzis, and that is the cause for punishment. And point number three, Abraisa asks, "Kama chutin hu noisin? How many threads does one place for tzitzis? Beis Shammai requires four, but Beis Hillel requires only three. But kama dehei mishaleshes, and how much should it hang down? Beis Shammai say four finger breadths, and Beis Hillel says three, but is referring to larger finger breadths, which are four per tefach, not five. Rav Papa clarifies that a biblical tefach equals arba bagodo, four finger breadths measured with the thumb, which is six with the little finger and five with the middle finger. Rav Huna rules that tzitzis is made of four threads attached within four etzba'os of the garment's edge and should hang down four etzba'os. Rav Yehuda says it's made of three threads attached within three etzba'os of the garment's edge and should hang down three etzba'os. Rav Papa concludes with the halacha, dal betol shalosh mishaleshes arba. It is four threads attached within three etzba'os of the garment's edge and hangs down four etzba'os. The Gemara objects, and Abraisa teaches, that the elders of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel rule that tzitzis have no shear. The Gemara answers that they have no maximum shear, but do have a minimum shear. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Tanaim disagree if talis hakfula, a garment which is worn folded, requires tzitzis at the corners of the crease. Rav Abba Rav Nachman did, and the garment unfolded, leaving the tzitzis in the middle of the garment. When Rav Abba Rav Huna commented that these tzitzis do not fulfill the kanaf mentioned in the Torah, Rav Abba Rav Nachman took it off and put on another garment. Rav Abba Rav Huna said, Misavras chovas gavrahu? Do you think that the tzitzis is a personal obligation that only applies to a garment which is worn? Chovas talasu. It's an obligation relating to the garment, requiring every four-corner garment which one owns to have tzitzis, even when not being worn. Therefore, zil ramila, go place tzitzis on the garment you removed. Later, Shmuel says, kli kufsa chayav b'tzitzis. Articles of clothing left in a drawer are obligated in tzitzis because he holds tzitzis is a chovas talis. However, he agrees that a garment made for a burial shroud does not require tzitzis because the pasuk says, "Asher techaseba," with which you cover yourself, and "I love laksuya avida." This one is not made for covering a living person. Point number two, the Gemara stated that a malk disagreed with Rav Abba Rav Huna that tzitzis is a chovas talis. A malk once found Rav Katina wearing a linen cloak, which the rabbis had exempted from techelas. The malk said to him, "Katina, Katina, sedina b'kaita v'sarbala b'sisva. Since you wear a linen cloak in the winter and a woolen cloak with rounded corners in the summer, tzitzis shel techelas mat tehelel. What will become of the mitzvah to have tzitzis with techelas?" Rav Katina responded, "Anshisu aase? Do you punish for not fulfilling a positive mitzvah in which one is not obligated?" The malk replied, "Bezman deikarizcha anshinan." at a time when there's a heavenly anger, we do punish even those who do not fulfill mitzvahs such as tzitzis. The Gemara assumes this punishment would not apply if tzitzis was a chuppas talus, since his garments are not obligated in tzitzis. However, it counters that even if tzitzis is a chuppas gavra, it certainly only applies when one wears a garment obligated in tzitzis. Therefore, it concludes that the malach was telling him, "That's the kelo miftar nafshecha mitzitzis. You appear to be employing tactics to exempt yourself from tzitzis, and that is the cause for punishment." And point number three, Abraisa asks, "Kama chutin hu noisin? How many threads does one place for tzitzis? Beis Shammai requires four, but Beis Hillel requires only three. But kama dehei mishuleshes, and how much should it hang down? Beis Shammai say four finger breadths, and Beis Hillel says three, but is referring to larger finger breadths, which are four per tefach, not five. Rav Papa clarifies that a biblical tefach equals arba bagodo, four finger breadths measured with the thumb, which is six with the little finger and five with the middle finger. Rav Huna rules that tzitzis is made of four threads attached within four etzba'os of the garment's edge and should hang down four etzba'os. Rav Yehuda says it's made of three threads attached within three etzba'os of the garment's edge and should hang down three etzba'os. Rav Papa concludes with the halacha, dal betol shalosh mishaleshes arba. It is four threads attached within three etzba'os of the garment's edge and hangs down four etzba'os. The Gemara objects that Abraisa teaches that the elders of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel rule that tzitzis have no shear. The Gemara answers that they have no maximum shear, but do have a minimum shear. All right, so now we get our siman daf mem off, and our standard siman relates to a ma, mother, and we use a grandma to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The grandma made sure that all the bagatim in the drawer had tzitzis on them. As she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband, who was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, that sat on the dresser next to a tzitzis chart, showing four strings within three fingers from the edge of the baguette. Once again, slow motion. The grandma, that must be Ron Duff, Mem Olive. The grandma made sure that all of the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas talus. So the grandma made sure that all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them. As she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband that was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses one who employs tactics to avoid the mitzvah of tzitzis, who gets punished during a time of rischa. So the grandma made sure all the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them. As she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband who was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, that sat on the dresser next to a tzitzis chart, showing four strings within three fingers from the edge of the baguette, which reminds us, Gemara discusses the required number of threads for tzitzis, their placement on the garment, and the minimum length. So once again, the grandma made sure that all of the begadim in the drawer had tzitzis on them. As she gazed lovingly at the portrait of her poor husband who was punished in a time of anger for always avoiding the mitzvah of tzitzis, that sat on the dresser next to a tzitzis chart, showing four strings within three fingers from the edge of the baguette. All right, so now it's time for four blatbach hazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the siman Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag. That must be more on Daf Lamed Zayin. The boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag, which reminds us that Gemara brings various reasons how we know tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm, whereas a left-handed person places the tefillin on his right arm. So the boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they used their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag aim for the tefillin targets on their opponent's biceps right near their heart, which reminds us that Braisa defines al yadcha as referring specifically to the kiboris, the biceps muscle. The place for the shel rosh, expressed as bein einecha, between your eyes, means the kadkod, which is further explained as makum shemocho shel tinek rofe, the place where an infant's skull is soft. Braisa gives several sources that yadcha refers to the biceps muscle. So the boys who knew they must put tefillin on their left arm because they use their right hand to write and to shoot in laser tag aim for the tefillin targets on their opponent's biceps right near their heart and argued that they should get four separate points for hitting the targets on the four corners of their opponent's tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if four tzitzis are considered one mitzvah or four mitzvahs.
Daf Lamed Ches. So the siman Daf Lamed Ches is lach, liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman. So here goes.
When the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot, that must be on daf, lamed ches, a davar lach, a liquid.
When the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot to dice katzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelis is not ma'akev lavan, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchokas if tchelis and lavan threads are ma'akev each other. So when the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot to dice katzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelis is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baguette because white strings always come first, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether the mitzvah for the leaven to precede the tchelis is ma'akev. So when the man cooking up tchelis in a chicken soup pot to dice katzitzes told him to just use white because it won't be ready for a while and tchelis is not ma'akev lavan, his nephew said he'll wait, but in the meantime he'll put white on his blue baguette because white strings always come first, while their cousin came in with his tchelis strings ripped and the white ones whole, which reminds us the Gemara discusses gardumim, stubs, left when threads tear. The Mishnah is teaching that if the tchelis threads were reduced to stubs and the white threads remain, or vice versa, the tzitzes are still valid. The Gemara asks for the minimum shear of these stubs, and Shmuel says, kedegla anvan, enough to tie them into a slipknot.
Daf lametes. So the siman daf lametes is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The tzitzes wearing Jewish mailman. Mailman. That must be more on daf lametes. Letter. The tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesha Elyon Deraisa, which reminds us, Rava says that we can prove Kesha Elyon Deraisa. The upper knot of tzitzis is a biblical requirement, meaning tzitzis must be tied to the garment with at least one knot. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesha Elyon Deraisa and made sure that his tzitzis were one-third braided and two-thirds fringe, which reminds us, Rabba quoted Shmuel, though others quoted it from Rav, tchelos shekrach ruba kasherah. If most of the tchelos was braided, meaning two-thirds of the tzitzis were braided and one-third loose, it's valid. Rabba also said, v'noi tchelos shlish gedil v'shnei shlishi anav. The beauty of tchelos is to have one-third braid and two-thirds fringe. So the tzitzis wearing Jewish mailman who made sure the upper knot of his tzitzis was tight since Kesha Elyon Deraisa and made sure that his tzitzis were one-third braided and two-thirds fringe was delivering a package of wool tzitzis to the man who was going to put them on his linen garment, which reminds us that Rav Yehuda says that either tzemer or pishtan can be used for tzitzis in the opposite type of garment and can be used for any other material. Rava says that tzemer and pishtan can be used for all materials, and any material may be used as tzitzis in their own type of garment, but not for others. Daf mem. So the siman daf mem relates to mayim, and we use a pool for the siman. So here goes. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area. Pool? That must be on daf mem, mayim. The boy from Bnei Brak who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about tchelis on linen garments and why the rabbis forbade it. Moazer Bar Tzadok said, but anyone who places tchelis on linen garments in Yerushalayim simply astonishes everyone who sees it. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelis, heard of the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the tzitzis obligation is determined by the material of the main garment or the corners. So the boy from Bnei Brak, who astonished the Yerushalmi children when he walked into the pool area wearing a linen garment with tchelis, heard the lifeguard who was wearing a wool garment with leather corners and tzitzis call out to a boy to stop trying to add a fourth corner on a three-corner garment with tzitzis because of tase v'lomin asui, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, if one placed tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed it into a four-cornered garment and added tzitzis to the fourth corner, psua, it's invalid, mishum tase v'lomin asui, because of the principle you shall make tzitzis and not use that which was already made. The garment was not subject to tzitzis when the first three were placed onto it, since it lied to fourth corner, and didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, after the fourth corner is added, the first three cannot become valid after the fact.
All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which stuff do we learn if one place tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then completed into a four-cornered garment and add tzitzis to the fourth corner? It's possible because of tase v'lomin asui. That's on daf. Mem.
Good. Number two.
Which stuff do you discuss the required number of threads for tzitzis, their placement on the garment, and the minimum shear? That's on daf. Mem Aleph.
Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn about the kesha, the knot of the tefillin? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number four.
Which stuff does Gemara bring a machlokas about tchelis on linen garments, and we learn why the rabbis forbade it? That's on daf. Mem.
Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss? Whether tefillin are worn at night or on Shabbos or on Yantav? That's on daf. Amud Vav.
Good. Number 6.
Which daf do we learn the reason why the tefillin shel yad are placed on the left arm and for a left-handed person they're placed on the right arm? That's on daf. Lamed Zion.
Good. Number 7.
Which daf do we learn that one who employs tactics to avoid the mitzvah tzitzis can get punished during a time of rischa? That's on daf. Memalv.
Good.
Number 8. Which daf do we learn about the requirements of the ritzuos regarding their color and length? That's on daf. Lamed Hey.
Good.
Number 9. Which daf do we discuss whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra or a chovas talus? That's on daf. Mem Aleph.
Great. And number 10.
Which daf do you discuss how much of the tzitzis should be braided and how much should be loose threads? That's on daf. Lamed Tes.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.